Luke, it's been, you know, it's been just almost 5 years since we recorded the first episode of Crossword, where we covered WordPress 5.3. It was called Kirk. How you been doing since then?
Hi, Jonathan. Since 5 years ago, I mean, it's not like we haven't talked in between, right? But yeah, I've been doing good since the last episode we recorded, which, when was that? A year ago or something? Like
WordCamp Asia is when we did the last episode. So
okay.
We thought it was a kickoff for a season, but at this point I'm like, let's just call this season 7 and this right. episode will be the start. That's like a special episode.
Something like that. Anyway, I've been doing good and I've been working on plugin review and really enjoying it. Though I have to say, for about maybe 12 months, I've been a little worried about WordPress. Not so much that the project is flagging in popularity, although charts seem to make out like it's on a plateau, but more so just with the leadership. There's been a bit of the Australian WordPress Slacks calling it going full Elon with Matt Mullenweg's behavior over the past 12 months or so.
I noticed in looking back at our backlog, we did an episode called Mullen Musk. We did actually drawing some parallels. I think I forget what the topic was that we were recovering, but it was some sort of policy. I think it was the launch of the marketplace on WordPress.com and copying of the .org sort of directory. And
you know, that sort of thing I can kind of excuse, but it's more the communication style. It's actually kind of less what is happening and more what is said and how it's said. Do you remember a while back, there was a whole snafu with the WordPress marketing team, and there's contributors who are on the marketing team who were really doing a good job on Twitter, and then Matt got all upset about it. There was something related to a bridge and fundraising. Anyway, there's been like a series of weird statements. And if you don't mind, actually, I think the place I trace it all back to, I reckon, is the launch of WordPress 6.0. And is when Matt Mullenweg designated himself the release lead for that release. And he's been release lead for all the releases since. But as far as anybody knows, he doesn't actually do anything. And I always just found that strange.
Mm. And we're up to, it's been 6 releases since then, right? 6?
I'm just looking at the 6.7 release squad. And yep, as usual, Matt Mullenweg leads the release. I don't know what he does as the release lead. Release lead used to be an actual job. I was the release lead for 5.1 point something. And there is like particular tasks, particular jobs that the release lead does that ever since WordPress 6.0 has now been designated to the release coordinator. So now there's release lead and release. Anyway, this is weeds. We're trying to talk about WordPress leadership, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. It feels like there's must be some ulterior motive. I'd like to think it's not just ego, but there seems to, it's like, why, what's the point of having sort of in that title, especially if he's not taking an active role in the release, at least as far as we're aware of. Maybe there's a lot more going on behind the scenes, but that would raise questions in and of its own, given the open source nature of a project and the importance of giving credit where credit's due, right? Like,
so then we get to the latest in a series of strange behavior. I'm not really interested in coming down on each individual thing that we've noticed over the time and saying this is good or this is bad. Each thing can be argued individually, and there's a case to be made that there's a good reason why, you know, Matt did this or Matt did that or Matt said this or that or the other. But then we get to WordCamp US. You were there, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Were you in the room when Matt delivered his talk? And tell us how you felt? What was the reaction? What was the feeling in the crowd? What was your particular reactions, you know?
To misquote Hamilton, I was not in the room where it happened. I had been, it had been a fairly long day. I was back at my hotel watching the live stream and missed the opening. I saw some of the Q&A afterwards. So my experience is secondhand, but I was at the WP Engine after party, which we now call a social. And this was after Matt had come to the WP Engine booth and gave his now infamous speech there to the folks. It was definitely something that was like going behind the scenes. I was gathering bits and pieces here and there in conversations I was having with others. Jake from 10 Up was there when Matt gave the talk, and I caught up with Jake afterwards, and he filled me in at a high level. And Jake has been gone on X afterwards and has shared some more context for what happened. I'm still processing it. I think the difficulty for me is it's almost doesn't matter whether I agree with the points. Like, there's important details that I think have long-term ramifications for the project and for our ecosystem that need attention. But what's made it hard for me, like when I saw Matt post the post on .org and this WP Engine is not WordPress, up till that point, I'd been kind of tracking and like trying to take it all in. When that post dropped, though, I was like, man, this feels like a double standard, because as optimistic as I am and as appreciative as I am for Matt and the work that Automattic continues to do, I could have just as easily read that post with the title of WordPress.com is not WordPress.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, okay, this feels, either it's a combination of I'm missing something important here, but it felt disingenuous and it felt like too far. Like, this is not what I would expect .org to be used for.
It feels so tone deaf. What the criticism leveled at Matt that WordPress.com gets confused with WordPress.org has been one ongoing thing for years and years. Ever since I've been in WordPress, it's been a problem.
Yeah.
And because they have rights to the trademark, because through Matt, whatever, they can do it, but nobody else can. And it just seems unfair, but, you know, and it's confusing, but we've all lived with it. We haven't really been able to do anything about it or done anything. We just said, oh, it doesn't seem right. That's not cricket. And we had moved on. And for him to be saying the exact same thing we've been saying about WordPress.com to WP Engine and in such a like hit PC way, the pulpit, you know, from the stage of WordCamp US, from an even bigger stage of the WordPress blog, which then gets disseminated to every WordPress site. It's...
including WP Engine customers.
Yeah. And so I believe that WP Engine may have disabled the news and events section from the WordPress sites, which, you know, can't blame them. Any criticism that I hear of people saying, oh, but WP Engine doesn't do site revisions, WPN changes this feature or that feature. Have you ever used a WordPress.com website? For a while there, it was nothing like WordPress, right? When they were going this whole pre-Gutenberg React thing, and there was like a desktop app and everything like that. There was a while when it was just so far outside of WordPress. And even to this day, there is no plugins. There is no themes on a WordPress.com account, you know, unless you pay for a certain tier.
Part of what I think is making this difficult for me is it feels, as someone who's been like, it feels quite out of the blue. Now, I imagine it's not. And there's a lot more context and there's backdrop. And we can infer the back context. But even details like the fact that Matt was at Decode last year, or the last time that WP Engine did stuff, and Automattic being an investor, like details that are coming up in context, and Matt's like he's responding and saying, I was deceived, like I didn't, like I did Decode in good faith, like these are public comments that he's making. I'm having a hard time reconciling, because I can look at this through the lens of, all right, Matt's looking further out into the future, and I can give as much benefit of the doubt as I can. I look back at the Gutenberg project and how, you know, criticism was dealt with, and the sense that I have now that we're much better off on the other side for having like worked through it. But that was different. There were a lot of people involved. This feels much more like unilateral on Matt's part, where he's coming out and just doing his thing.
Well, that it's like I was saying earlier, I'm not really interested in a pronouncement of whether Matt is right or wrong about the particular issue. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, right? Let's just say, I don't know, is that another cricket term, benefit of the doubt? Or no?
No.
No, okay.
You let's said earlier that it's just cricket, and I was like, I don't know what that means, but...
Just not cricket. Yeah, it means it's just, it's not fair. Anyway, so...
Benefit of the doubt.
Let's say he's right. Let's say W. Panjin are big evil bad guys and they want to take over the world and ruin WordPress for everybody. This isn't the right way of fixing that.
Yeah. What do you think is?
Something behind the scenes, perhaps, or some sort of other play. Like, this looks so bad. I am actually frightened for my job. You know, and I think a lot of people are. I think this is causing a lot of stress. You think, like, what happened when Elon Musk took over X? A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of things changed. I feel like that's kind of what's happening a bit here. And it applies not just to me, to all agencies, to all people who have built their careers on WordPress, to developers, to people who get sponsored to contribute, to all different types of people, designers, content creators, all of this sort of thing. Now, our skills are kind of transferable, but nobody knows me as a Laravel developer. People know me as a WordPress developer. And if WordPress starts to disappear, I'm in big trouble. And if Matt's behavior continues the way it is, I think a lot of people are going to really start questioning whether they want to be using WordPress. We might see like a pretty sharp decline pretty quickly. That's what I'm scared of.
What I'm concerned about is the fear, what feels to me like a fairly strong fear component to what Matt's trying to do. Like, the details are starting to come out now. I saw on the Reddit thread that Matt let people know that he'd asked WP Engine for 8% of their total revenue in exchange for the commercial license of the trademark, which is, that's a pretty big ask of any organization. And there was flexibility in that. He was like, you can be flexible in how it's accounted for, people hours, et cetera. There is, I don't know, there's a lot to it. And it raises alarm bells for me when there's a fear-based response coming from people.
Yeah, and I think that extends to plugin authors. I think it extends to hosts. Big plugins like Elementor might be asking, is this something, what if Matt decides to go with a vendetta against us tomorrow? And smaller plugin authors might be thinking, maybe the WordPress leadership is not sustainable and WordPress is going to disappear and slowly fade away. Maybe I should write an iOS app instead of a WordPress plugin.
It's hard to assess just how far-reaching the impact of a decision like Matt's is. I know we've been following along with some of the conversations in community, and people are understandably quite upset about this. And from this vantage point now, when I'm looking at this, it's like, how much of this is a repeat of what we've been through before? There was the stuff about Thesis back in the day, Pantheon with the WordCamp sponsorships. Just some of the controversy around Gutenberg. Like, we've had trouble before, but this feels different this time. The stakes feel higher, and we don't know yet where it's going to go.
Yeah, it would be interesting, wouldn't it, to start to map out these red flag moments in what appears to be, at least to me, the decline of Matt's mental health slipping into Muskisms. There have been a lot of red flags along the way with things that he's said on Slack, that things around like him being WordPress, and just like really dodgy, iffy things that we have as a community kind of let slide because we just kind of had to. But on the other hand, maybe this has been there all along. Like, maybe from the very early days, when even when he blocked Envato because they distributed plugins that were optionally GPL, and they were no longer allowed at WordCamps.